This is a work of fiction. All characters 18 plus. Whoever wrote this, kill yourself!
Hello again, Lig. Today, we bring you one of the most schizo stories that you have likely heard in a very, very long time. Our entire thread has become shit up with a wall of text so large that no man would ever fucking read it. However, I am no mere man. I am a severe schizophrenic. As such, I shall give you an audio interpretation of the horror before us. Please sit back, enjoy, and play this as you watch your favorite tubas. Have a good day, my Liga. Is it okay to fantasize about me being a counselor for a children's summer camp? And since she loves kids so much, she ends up getting taken advantage of by the young boys who get their first erection because of her. I think Meat is probably too naturally sexy for her own good, if you ask me. And even if her intentions are completely pure and she wants to protect the young boys, they're too spry and impressionable. She will end up having to deal with them asking why their pee-pee is so hard. She'll have to explain what an erection is as gently as possible, and eventually she'll have to help it go away because it's so hard. It hurts, and she can smell the pre-cum leaking from all the boys. When the first boy she helps tells everyone about it, all of them will start to get curious, and Meat will be swamped with little boys with erections so hard they hurt. Meat will lay awake at night after jacking off those first few boys, thoughts swirling around in her head, wondering if what she did was shameful or if it's just a part of the nurturing process. Meat adores kids. She wants them to grow big and strong, and you can't grow big and strong when you're stressed out about why your pee-pee hurts. The feelings of pride mixed with the realization of what she's done, and it turns to humiliation in hindsight. Before she knows it, Meat has already stuck her hand under her soaked loincloth, and thoughts of guilt and humility have already been overtaken by fantasies of how she'll get to spoil her boys tomorrow. She misses them already, and it's only been a couple hours since dinner. Maybe it's the heat, or maybe she's finally lost it. Realizing far too late to turn back, Meat will catch herself in the laundry room, sniffing her boy's unwashed underwear like a rabid animal, hoping to find that musky pre-cum stain. Luckily for her, nearly every single pair feels crusty and smells musty. The fact that so many of her boys are clearly leaking just from being around her sends her completely over the edge. Meat can't help but feel a little sadistic after knowing just how much power she wields. As the days go on, they'll keep asking for her to jerk them off again and again, and the smell of fresh young semen will awaken something in her. Meat will slowly go completely power crazy over the sway she has over these young boys and their budding sexuality. She'll begin intentionally teasing them, flashing her cute round butt, just begging them to assault her so she can let them unload all their hot, strong sperm inside to crowd her cavewoman eggs. Ugh. Meat, with her voluptuous, sexy body and beautiful, calming voice, will undoubtedly influence these boys' preferences in women to their core. Their entire concept of the perfect girl will be irreparably shaped by Meat. These boys haven't even come before. They've been incubating that semen for 7, maybe 8 years, and Meat will be the sole reason to break that streak and take their first ejaculation. The boys will spread stories among themselves about how they got to see Meat's boobies. And when she comes out for swim practice wearing a tight competition one piece, all the boys will put their hands over their pants, and some of them, who haven't gotten their first erection, might even buckle and fall over. As Meat surveys the boys all lined up and trying their hardest to hide the pre-cum soaking their swim trunks, she won't be able to help herself from flaunting her body and acting like she doesn't notice her own nipples are getting harder with her arousal. The boys will squeal and moan in their tiny penises, will twitch and shake as they go weak in the knees just from accidentally seeing Meat undressing after a long day. She will begin to take immense pride in that. Over the next few weeks, Meat will gain a profound and newfound appreciation for watching young boys lose their composure over her. Every day will begin with a cheerful announcement of today's camp activities, and every day the activities will eventually be derailed by the rampant and intense sexual teasing Meat will inflict upon these young boys. It won't be long until Meat is showing up at their tents in the morning, wearing nothing but a sports bra and hot pants, just so she can smell the leakage from these boys having wet dreams about her, the only girl they've ever felt something like this for. She'll learn their fetishes and interests, and her greatest joy will be watching their shorts tighten around their erections and biding her time until they're weak in the knees and leaking enough pre-cum to stain their undies. When Meat finally gives in and let the boys ravage her like animals, she won't give them any instructions. The boys will thrust and cream pie her with the maximum force possible, and they'll be working on absolutely raw instinct. There's nothing quite like watching a boy sacrifice his innocence to Meat. She can't even begin to describe how big of a rush it is. In her memory, there is no verbal descriptor, just raw emotions. It's not corrupting, because what these boys feel is pure and true, but it's definitely something, especially with how attached to Meat the boys will get after just one orgasm. Meat really did just want to help, but something about having a herd of young boys follow her around like little soldiers, always beaming her with their innocent eyes and telling her that they love Meat. There's a certain magic to it. As the boys get more experienced in relieving themselves with Meat's help, they start to learn when to approach her for the highest chance of lovemaking. Meat has made sure to teach them that what they're doing is making love. This isn't just sex, it's about connection. The connection between dozens of plucky young lads and getting kissed and licked and cream pied by boys working on pure intuition. She can't help herself but to tell some of them they're a natural after they try to assert themselves over the counselor who's twice their size. A schedule had to be made and followed so as to keep the camp activities separate from Meat's personal feasting time. The lucky ones will have their morning wood treated by feral animalistic sex, and their stories will spread to the less fortunate by lunch, only further brewing the desires of everyone in her troop. Early morning Meat is still a bit grog and not particularly prone to being, gentle. Her roughness and unfiltered comments make for quite a few extravagant tales. By afternoon, all the boys who heard about the morning mating will be so ready for their turn that just walking behind Meat and seeing her big, squishy butt swaying in front of them will be enough stimulation that if they weren't allowed to take their pants off and let their cute little cocks hang out, the rubbing against their clothing would have been enough to make them come on the spot. Hiking is a serious issue for Meat and her troop. After a long enough time just walking behind the absolute tease that is their counselor, obviously, they'll start leaking. The erections were to be expected. They know that those will be cured eventually, but the pre-cum that leaks presents some trouble. In a forest setting, there are thousands of creatures attracted to strong pheromones and dense nutrients, and the clear, sticky substance that constantly oozes out of every lad under Meat's rule is prime fodder, to be quite frank. It usually happens after about an hour of walking. The first camper will raise his hand and call out, "Mrs. Meat, my penis is getting wet! The ants!" This will prompt Meat to question the rest of the troop if anyone else's undies are starting to moisten. It's no shame, it happens to everyone. The boys with undies wet enough to smell will strip naked and carry their clothing in a plastic bag to make sure the bugs aren't attracted to them. Occasionally, Meat will find a cool landmark along the trail, like a rope swing near the river she told everyone to pack for. She slings off her backpack and strips to reveal her swimsuit that she was wearing the whole time. She does a cute little dance and swings straight into the river. Slight jiggle of her butt and the happy noises she makes will ingrain themselves into the boys like a tumor. And that landmark will be unusable tomorrow, as the whole area will be covered in a thick layer of ants. The afternoon sex is obviously equally feral as the morning, but also much more cream will be put into the pie. The afternoon round has had more time for their short refractory periods to swell their aching balls with fresh semen. After a little more than a dozen boys, Meat will realize that the sheer amount of cum being put inside her is nearly double that of the morning. She ponders teasing the boys even longer, but soon gives into her own desires and decides to keep the sex at every part of the day. It's healthier for them, after all. And too much cum might make her tired. Punishment isn't necessary anyways, when the boys already adore her. I'll keep their behavior in check when she asks. Plus, Meat can't bear the thought of being the cause for discomfort for any of these sweet young boys. It's her responsibility to make their summer safe and fun, and by golly, she will do her job. After dinner time, will be the biggest group. Several dozen spry young boys will crowd Meat all at once as she lies spread eagle on the picnic table and lets everyone have their fill. They waited the longest. It serves to reason they get to take the longest. Only one or two at a time. She can't offer words of encouragement with too many cocks to keep track of, and she can only hug one in each arm. The lovemaking is sweet and saccharine. All is right in the world when Meat is with these boys. Despite the after-dinner group taking hours to get through, Meat never grows tired to hugging a young boy close and whispering that he's doing great as his cute little load gets added to her bloated womb. She may tease them constantly, but they all know that deep down she does it because she loves them. Some boys who have already recovered from the morning round get to join in, if they completed their activities report early, of course. They deserve a little extra. By the end of dinner time, nearly every boy in Meat's troop will have either made love to Meat at least once. Meat herself will just be barely able to stand. The actual physical activity may be tiring, but receiving those boys' motion in their purest form gives her energy. They truly love her in only the way a child can. Jesus Christ. And she simply can't get enough of it. The after-dinner showers are the only time she'll have to rest between receiving loads of fresh young semen and incubating it during camp activities. Meat will stare at her bloated belly in the bathroom mirror every night, sometimes puffing it out to imagine herself pregnant. It's charming, calming, even, to have such solid proof that those boys truly love her. She never taught them about giving cream pies or even which hole to put it in. They figured all that out on their own, out of love. A slight pudge in her abdomen is proof of that. She'll sit in the shower, stroking her belly, debating whether to wash the pre-cum out of her soft green hair or to smell it just a bit longer. Meat treasures the quiet afterglow almost as much as the lovemaking itself. It will eventually become tradition for her after every dinner to take a selfie, documenting her experiences with true love. The sex will become increasingly fragrant and flagrant, and they will eventually move from the camp and hidden enclaves to outright cream pies on the hiking trails and group trips to the boys' bathroom that end in Meat needing to seal up her pussy and asshole with tape to keep that valuable viral sperm she treasures so much from leaking out. Meat has been thoroughly intoxicated with both the power and emotion that come from being these boys' first love. The schedule obviously still must be followed, but the schedule only lists activities to do. And if the boys manage to get their work done fast, they'll have plenty of free time. With such powerful motivation, Meat and her troop absolutely demolish every other counselor and their teams in every camp-wide competition. The boys are known throughout the camp as the winning team. And from the outside looking in, Meat must have been the best counselor in history with how much everyone in her group adores her. Obviously, competition victories mean celebrations, and Meat is always the life of the party. It might not mean much to Meat, but for the boys, just seeing Meat dress up in a frilly maid dress and deliver them their prize is more than enough. Sure, the prizes themselves are just king-size Kit Kats. But seeing Meat wearing something so frilly and girly compared to her normal cavewoman attire, it's worth its weight in pure gold. Some of the most impressionable might even fantasize that it's a wedding dress. And speaking of fantasies, it seems that every day these boys produce more and more semen. But maybe it's just that every day has more sex happening. The first group orgy Meat had with her boys was only four at a time, and she could handle all of them perfectly fine, but had to coordinate them to dole out encouragement effectively. However, by the end of the summer, she'll be getting cream pied by every single boy under her command. By then, they've been given designated roles. And their confidence is high enough that they don't need constant hugs and reassuring words to please Meat. They take their position like an organized battalion. And their confidence is high enough that they don't need constant hugs and reassurance. Meat just gives them gentle pointers. Every morning, she'll look forward to feeling their erect, love-struck cocks twitch inside her pussy. And every night, she will feel her semen-bloated womb and be satisfied with her work. Meat has this whole thing down to a science, you know. She instilled not just order and responsibility, but self-confidence and proactivity into these boys. They aren't afraid to take the lead anymore. They're the big and strong kids she always dreamed they'd grow up to be. The summer camp ends with a group photo where all the young boys crowd around Meat because she's their favorite counselor. And a few rub her extremely bloated belly. Movie ends and a montage of photos from the best summer ever. It's a time lapse where the boys get more and more confident and Meats get gradually sluttier. Like it starts out with Meat embarrassingly jerking off one of the boys, and then a few photos later, she's sucking one off their tiny cute penises while the boy winces and their erections touch her body all over. They wipe pre-cum. You get it. You get what I'm saying. They wipe the pre-cum on her skin like paint. There you go. Anyways. A few photos later, she's getting rammed from behind on a trail. And the last photo is her and all the boys completely naked while cum drips down her legs. And a handwritten note appears on screen from her camp kids that says, "Thanks for the best summer ever!" With a bunch of hand-drawn hearts and a signature from every single one of the 48 boys she counseled for.